We'd like to get mail, of course, but for some reason I get the strangest kind of mail, and these are all real letters I'm reading you. Everyone, I assure you, has come in the mail from someone I don't know. It'd give you an idea what the people think of the show and what they like to say in their communications. Dear Bob, before I tuned in your program, I could never get my husband out of bed in the morning. Now he can't get out of the house fast enough. That is from Waterbury. Why don't you give up? Why can't you act like normal people? Why don't you stop whistling? Why don't you stop acting like a moron? Or maybe you aren't acting. I must give you credit for playing some good music, but why spoil it with your stupid, asinine whistling? Why? Lock yourself in a broom closet while the music is on. I'm disgusted, and from now on I'll do my own whistling in the morning. This is from Springfield. I'm new here, formerly lived in Minneapolis. A friend of mine recommended your program, said you were responsible for the sale of thousands of radio sets annually. I can understand that. After listening to you just once, I sold my radio. This is from Meriden. And I had just returned from vacation when I received this letter. I still enjoy your program, even though you've been back 2 or 3 weeks now. Another one from Naugatuck. Our cow died, so we don't need your bull anymore. Isn't that nice? Here's one from New Britain. Says, Dear Bob, please don't pick any more winners. I'm going broke. And you bull thrower, how are you going to crawl out of this one? You've been in Hartford long enough. Goodbye. That's a nice one. I like the short ones. At least you get them over with in a hurry. Here's one from Vernon. Says, Your bus leaves at noon. Be under it. This one says, I am one of your loyal fans and turn in your program every morning at 10 o'clock sharp. Incidentally, we're on the air 6 to 10 a.m. every morning but Sunday. Dear Bob, I had heard so much about you, I was prepared to like you immediately. I tuned in your show and you talked me out of it. Here's another one. This is from Cheshire. You may be interested to know that you come in strong here in Cheshire, real strong, about number 7 on the Nephilometer scale. Dear Bob, your show has improved 100% since you left. Can you make this permanent? I had been on vacation. From Springfield, a housewife writes, Could you please give me the exact address in Washington, D.C. of the Bureau of Indian Affairs? I've always wanted to have an affair with an Indian. This one, they try to get jokes on the air, you know. People write in, they tell me funny things that I can't use. I wouldn't use on the air. This one, did you hear about the man who was widowed twice? It seems the first wife died from eating poisonous mushrooms. The second, of a fractured skull. A friend asked him how the second wife had an accident like that. The husband replied she wouldn't eat her mushrooms. This from Springfield also. You mentioned something on your morning broadcast some time ago about don't forget to wax your driveway. Oh, yes. I was saying, just for a funny little wisecrack, you know, I said, as I signed off one morning, I said, don't forget to wax your driveway, as if that would do any good. This fellow says, I have never heard of that before. You explain that to me, if you will. I would like to know what you use for that and where the product can be obtained to do it with. Please let me hear from you soon. Thank you kindly. This from East Hartford. Dear Bob, this morning you advertised boys' suits for youngsters aged 3 to 7. You said they were trimmed with piping. Piping in a boy's suit? Wouldn't you think they'd be housebroken at that age? Hang in there, Robert. Yours truly. This letter from New Britain says, Dear Bob, I was standing in the kitchen in front of my radio this morning, pulling my two-way stretch over my hips when you said, Are you a little on the fat side? What I want to know is, can you see out here? If so, I must dress somewhere else. Cordially yours. After St. Patrick's Day, I had played some St. Patrick's Day music, you know, and some of it was a little on the light side and entertaining, and one of our listeners didn't like it. He wrote, Dear Mr. Steele, for shame, that grand Irish song played by Spike Jones. What have you against Bing Crosby or Dennis Day, who have made grand recordings of this lively number, huh? It is no joke, Mr. Steele. It sent my wife to bed with a severe migraine headache, the only cure for which is Old Forester. Took nearly a fifth to bring the poor darling around, and even then she was a bit unsteady on her feet. Medicare makes no provision for this, so I fear the WTIC will have to bear the cost for this cure. Believe me, sir, this has been a terrible jolt to my equilibrium, and I feel miserable. Hoping you are the same, I remain yours truly, and signs his name. Just one more from Chicopee. I have 7 children. I've just found out my husband has never really loved me. What should I do? I wrote back, There, I said, imagine the fix you'd be in today if he did.
If he said they legitimately did come in the mail, he means it.